I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show, Hotel Mars Special Edition. David Livingston, my colleague and co-host. Here at Thanksgiving, we have much to be thankful for in space engineering and space exploration. And right now, there's the prospect of an alliance between the major successful space programs on the planet going forward. And we welcome Anatoly Zak, who keeps the very helpful RussianSpaceWeb.com. I encourage all of you to contribute to it if you can, because Anatoly has the best information, the transparency, into Roscosmos, which, though a very successful agency, has another tradition of not exactly explaining everything carefully, and certainly not in English. Anatoly will report to us on what Roscosmos and NASA and Canada and Japan and the European Space Agency are looking to combine a ISS in orbit around the moon with such as Boeing Enterprises in the U.S., and other private enterprises. Anatoly, I'm being very general because this planning from a meeting several weeks ago in Texas, we talked about at the time the meeting was going on, looks to be extremely bold. What is it that they want to achieve? Why are they pointing to the moon? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Exactly. This is a very interesting project, and essentially, if we want to put it in a nutshell, imagine the International Space Station project, which involves right now, of course, the United States, Russia, Canada, European Space Agency, and Japan. So it's a multinational outpost in space, which is right now flying in a low Earth orbit. So take that and put this into the vicinity of the moon, into orbit around the moon, at the slightly smaller scale, not as large, not as heavy, but built under the same agreement, within the same framework, and placed around the moon. And, of course, you immediately talking about deep space exploration. You have to go very long distance to reach it. You also in the vicinity of the moon, so you can put landers and even human expedition on the surface of the moon. And if you give it just a little bit additional push, just a little bit of rocket power will be required to send it actually on an interplanetary journey. For example, if you want to go to asteroids or you even want to go to the vicinity of Mars, very little rocket power will be required from that region to push it further into deep space. So it's a threshold, it's a test bed, as NASA call it, for deep space exploration program.
David?
Anatoly, how do these countries intend to pay for this, or have they gotten that far?
Essentially, what we're talking about right now is continuing the budget levels of the International Space Station, but essentially expanding this money, which those agencies were used to getting over the years, but instead of spending them on the International Space Station near the Earth, spending this money maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, depending on different agencies, to spending this money on the cislunar or near-lunar outposts. So it's essentially the project does not require major extra funding, which beyond what current budgets of the different space agencies have.
I want to go to the idea of Roscosmos working with Boeing. That's been floated in these last days. It's a project that sounds dreamy. It also involves a legal case having to do with sea launch, I understand, and that's tied up in the courts. And there is a very prominent investor in Russia who wants sea launch back because he wants to start a project, I think suborbital or maybe smallsat. Does Roscosmos have experience working with American private corporations? Would this be something new?
In a sense, it will be also a continuation of what they were doing within the International Space Station program. Because remember that Roscosmos itself is not is just a space agency, but they have an industry behind them which builds all the human spaceflight technology. And those companies were cooperating at the industry levels for a very long time. You remember, of course, the space shuttle, which was, of course, famously equipped with the Russian-built docking system. And, of course, there was a cooperation on the Mir shuttle program. There was a cooperation between, of course, on the International Space Station industry, not agencies themselves, but the industry built a lot of hardware. So, for example, modules, which actually comprise the station, they built by Boeing. in one on the American side, and they built by the RKK Energia, which is a Russian company, which built the Russian part of the station. So those industries had links for almost, as far as we remember. In fact, it goes all the way back to the Soviet period of the Soyuz Apollo, and then it was resumed at the end of the Cold War. So those links existed since the early 90s, and this cooperation continues. And right now, everybody, agencies do understand that if they go ahead politically, if they reach an agreement to build something like that near the moon, it will be the industry, private industry, in fact, or partially private industry at least, which will be building the actual hardware. So they already doing their homework. They already working with each other in conjunction with the agencies and in parallel with the agencies to understand what kind of hardware they can build together, what kind of exchange of technologies they can do in order to facilitate this project in case NASA and Roscosmos tells them, go ahead and let's do it and we have the budget.
David?
Anatoly, how does this fit in with Russia's talk during the year that we've talked about of wanting to have their own space station and get their modules up there that are completed but not up there yet and de-attached from the ISS? Would this mean they give up those talks for this project, or do they do both? What do you think?
That's an excellent question, and I think I have an answer, because already right now there is a strain on a Russian space budget, as we all know, because of the oil prices and because of all many other political things which are going on. So all indications are right now from all the sources we hear is that they will have to choose probably. They try and right now go in parallel ways. Remember that none of those projects are approved right now. Right now it's a paper studies mostly. So on paper you can do much more where you can do in actual real metal. But once time comes to cut the metal, they will very likely have to choose. Either they do another space station in the Earth's orbit and maintain it and pay for it and send supply ships to it, or maybe they give it up, or maybe do a very small partially privately funded outpost in the Earth's orbit, and then they redirect all the resources, all their budgets, like I said previously, they direct all the budgets which they have annually into this near lunar outpost, which is of course much more impressive, much more complex, and much more forward-looking program than the station in the Earth's orbit.
Quickly, Anatoly, we have less than a minute. Does NASA want this? Does man NASA want a cislunar orbit space station?
Again, excellent question. And as of now, as we know it, this is the main thrust of the American space program. It's a destination for the Orion spacecraft, for the SLS rocket, so it's a main highway of the human spaceflight effort in the United States at this point.
If NASA wants it, NASA will get it. We're going to make space great again. Anatoly Zak of the Russian Space Web, I recommend the site. Anatoly knows what Roscosmos means when it says that it wants to build a space station in orbit around the moon. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars Special Edition. I'm John Batchelor.